Shalom. We are on Piska Lamed Hei, 35, in Rav Kook's commentary on Inayan Masechet Shabbat, in chapter 2. And last time we began seeing the Gemara, which talks about Shlomo HaMelech contradicting himself, contradicting David, his father, where the Gemara starts out as follows. Oh, we'll go through it again. Shaul she'ilta zu le'ele merabi tanchum demanoi. No lichabuyim patach v'yamar. Ant Shlomo Malka. You are Shlomo the King Solomon. An chochmatcha. Where is your wisdom? An suchla tanutcha. Where is your smartness? Lo dayecha shedvarecha sotrin divrei David avicha. It's not enough that your words contradict the words of David your father. Ele shedvarecha sotrin ze'edzeh. But you contradict yourself. And last week, Rav Kook spoke about this introduction of the importance of asking sharp questions, asking even chutzpah questions. We spoke about the importance of adolescence and that time in life where people ask questions. We spoke about the period of the chutzpah before the coming of the Mashiach, where people will be rebelling against religion and asking a lot of questions. And we spoke about Leil Pesach, right? That's all based on questions. Ve'at amart, David avicha amar lo amitim yahaluluya. David HaMelech said that dead people cannot praise God. Mashma, that it's not good to be dead. It's better to be alive. Ve'at amart, but you, Shlomo, you say the opposite. Ve'shabeach ani et amitim shekvar metu. I praise those that are dead, that already passed away, that they're better off. So you're contradicting David. V'chazarta v'amarta, and then you yourself come back again in Kohelet, in the book of Ecclesiastes, and say, ki lekelev chai hu tov min aryeh hamet, that a live dog is better than a dead lion, which infers that this world, life, is better than death. Bikitzur, what's going on here? Now, first we'll point out the question of where Rav Kook is, what question he's dealing with. If the rabbis tell us that this world is just a preparation for the world to come, and it's like a hallway, a passageway, and that's how they explain Mishatarach Berav Shabbat Yochal B'Shabbat, that only somebody who prepares on Friday, we'll have what to eat on Shabbat. You've got to prepare yourself in this world. It's just preparation for the world to come. If so, why did God give us such a strong instinct and strong desire to live? Right? The survival instinct to stay in this world is the strongest instinct that there is. And why did God make it so strong if then the rabbis are going to come and try and turn that instinct around? And my friend once mentioned here, I have a good friend, Rav Shimon Ben Zion, who was in a tank in the war in Lebanon, and his tank was hit, and three guys inside were killed, burned to a crisp, and the matak, the mefaked tank, the commander, was thrown out. And Shimon, who was closest to the opening of the tank, he was unconscious. The heat in the tank was so extreme that that's really what kills you, and that's what burns everything. And so he wasn't conscious, but those who saw him outside the tank saw him pull himself up with his charred hands, gasping for wherever he could find oxygen. He found the oxygen and just threw himself with his last bit of strength out of the tank. And he was unconscious at the time. He doesn't remember anything. And this instinct to survive is a very, very strong instinct. And the question is, why is it so strong if this world is just a preparation? Yesh ma'amar muchlat. There is an objective saying, v'yesh ma'amar yichusi, and there are those sayings which are relative. Right? Certain statements are relative. certain statements are objective. Hashkafa shel gira'on b'metim l'umat ha'chayim. When we look at the gira'on, how do you say gira'on in English?
Shortcoming.
The shortcoming of death as opposed to life, tuchal litiatzev b'ma'amar yichusi. If you compare death to life, there's a good chance that people will prefer life. Klomar shebe'erech tziyureinu b'metziyut ha'mavet ve'erko anu motzim et ha'chayim meshubachim imenu. Right? If you would take a survey, how many people prefer death over life? You won't find that many who prefer death. Everyone wants to live. Af al pi shekafi ha'emet, even though objectively, ein anu yecholim letzayer lanu amitat ha'matzav shel amitim, we really cannot appreciate the greatness of the world to come and the benefit of death and the world after death. Ki einanu yecholim la'agia ba'sagatenu ki im be'erech haguf. Because you can only understand terms that you know. And the world to come talks about terms that we're not familiar with. Velo benefesh hamufshetet mimenu. You can't understand things which are totally abstract. It's like talking with somebody in a language that he doesn't understand. Therefore, if you look objectively, it's not a surprise that in this world, people want to live. We have that super strong instinct. The Kuzari talks about, regarding the Muslim, who talks about how his religion has such a great promise of the world to come, right, with everyone's all the 70 virgins, and everyone's, you know, feeding you grapes and waving you and fanning you, and everyone's having a good time. And the king asks him, have you been there? How do you know? You know, even if a person has very strong emunah, and that's really the topic here, if we have a very, very strong emunah that the world to come is such a great place, why do we have this super strong instinct to want to stay here? And recently, as you all know, my father was dealing with these questions, where my father, Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo, where he was really suffering in this world. He was not enjoying it. He couldn't enjoy the things he always enjoyed, even the family. He couldn't have conversations with the grandchildren. You know, he just... So on the one hand, you really believe in the world to come, and you want the world to come, but there's this other side of you saying, ma pitom, right? God gave us that natural question mark that even if you really believe in the world to come, there's still, it's not 100%, you haven't seen it yet. And that is a good havamina. Okay, when God creates a havamina, in other words, Rav Kook is talking about the havamina, the first thought. When God creates a havamina, He creates a very strong havamina, right? Because God does everything well, right? Alken, you know, maybe I'll just give an example. There's a famous question in the Maharsham, which a lot of people quote, whether if a person is in the army, we're in jail. It's really the same question, but today it's more asked about the army. I think in the old days they used to ask it about jail. If a person could get out for Shabbat, or to get out a week later for Rosh Hashanah to hear Tkiat Shofar, what's better? Right? In terms of Yisur Melacha, they're both important. If you wait a week, maybe you'll gain another mitzvah d'oraita of Tkiat Shofar. The Maharsham says no. A cat in hand is better than two in the bush. You don't, right? You don't know what's going to happen next week. They might mevatel ol chufshot. They might change their minds. Yeah, and therefore, that higayon hilchati, that is a halachic logic, which tells us, yes, if you are in this world, you should enjoy it. You should want to live. You should utilize that survival instinct that God gave us, and don't start thinking about committing suicide or Harry Carey or Jack Ruby or, you know, all these people who, you know, started thinking about dying before it was time. Alken b'ma'amar b'ma'amar v'shabeach ani et ha-metim. When Shlomo HaMelech says, and I praise those who are dead, what is he doing? He is strengthening the hava, the other side of the hava mina. Again, like I told you at the beginning, this is hafuch al hafuch. You gotta follow him. The first hava mina is, this world is great. We see it. We have it in our hand. We have the survival instinct. You know, this world is better. On the other hand, comes Shlomo HaMelech to stress the other side of the coin, that the it's better in the next world. V'shabeach ani et ha-metim, nishlema kol ha-stira she'efshar lomar, she'akavana mitzad ziyureinu b'chayim, ra'ui lanu l'tzayir et ha-chayim b'madrega kazu, she'anu nishabeach et ha-metim. That despite all that we said at the beginning, of the importance of appreciating and valuing this world, and doing everything you can to live in this world, that it is also important to intellectually understand the next world as well, to appreciate and to want the next world, just to see the other side of the coin. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is doing. V'chevan shegam b'tziyur ha-yichusi ein yitaron l'chayim al ha-metim, that if you check it out, objectively, in comparison, there is no advantage of the dead over of the living over the dead. In other words, the rabbis are telling us that the next world really is much greater. If so, it's already difficult for us to understand, so why do we want to live so much? Kal v'chomer she'en yitaron lehem be'erech echlet. Ve'ech tomar achar kach b'derech echlet, ki lekelev chai hu tov min aryeh hamet. And how much more so, not only is Shlomo contradicting David praised this world. Again, that is the survival instinct. That's the first half amina, right? That's the way most people think. Comes Shlomo and he takes that down and he says, no, the next world is really a lot better. And not only compared to this world, but he says, even objectively. That's why the second saying of Shlomo, that it's better, a live dog is better than a dead lion.
Excuse me, it's comparing to animals, so it may just be talking about animal existence, physical existence.
Maybe, that's not the direction which Rav Kook is taking. Kizel davar pashut, she'inyan mo'il hu la'adam, she'tiyah ha'netiyah shel avat ha'chayim ha'tvua bo, בנויה לא רק על פי תכונה של אהבת עצמו, דמיונית, לבדה, כי היא מצורפת לערכים מוסריים. Here Rav Kook comes in with a new point. That when a person deals with the instinct to survive, it should not just be a physical and imaginary instinct just to enjoy the physical world. Again, kizel davar pashut, she'inyan mo'il hu la'adam. Even if we're talking about what's more beneficial, not which is more true, but which is more beneficial. He says, she'la'adam, she'tiyah netiyah shel ahavat ha'chayim, it's beneficial for a person that his love of life in this world, which is so instinctive, so basic, bnuya lo rak al pi tchuna shel ahavat atzmo. Your love of this world should not just be based on, I want to eat all the potato chips and enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry.
So that's an atheistic view, right? What you just said now. Just to take the benefits of this world and not think about anything else.
Oh, so you said that is not why God gave us that strong havamina. Again, remember the whole time that the next world is really the better world. But we're talking about the hava mina, why we have this drive to think and to act that this world is so great, is better.
To prepare properly.
To al pi tchuna shel av, that it shouldn't just be based on loving yourself and loving your body, which is a selfish love. Ki im mitzurefet la'arachim musariim. God wants that strong hava mina to be connected and to be compared with the spirituality of the world to come. In other words, the reason why we want to live in this world should really be because of the spiritual advantage of this world that we once spoke about, I think, or recently. That, like the Vilna Gaon said, as he was crying before he passed away, and a student asked, why are you crying? You're going straight to the world to come. And the Vilna Gaon answered, because there is a pleasure that you can only have in this world, the pleasure of taking a half a shekel and buying a candy and making a child very happy. And that is the possibility of being like God. Right? In the world to come, we are with God. In this world, where God covers himself, we can be givers. We can be godly. We can be givers. And that should be, and that is the comparison with the world to come. In other words, this world does compare with the world to come spiritually, because there are spiritual advantages that you have in this world, even greater than the world to come. What did you want to say?
It shouldn't be seen as two separate entities, either this world or the next world. But what combines the two? What sews them together?
Well, the Ramchal talks about that. Give an example of Olam Hazeh Domeh LeProzdor, Olam Haba LeTraklin, that the world to come is like a big banquet hall, a wedding hall, and this world is like an entranceway. Now, if anybody, I imagine everyone has this feeling, when you first enter a wedding hall, even before you get into the ballroom, you feel the magic, right? You feel there's something special going on. It's not just the music. It's not just the fragrance. There's excitement in the air, right? And that's what the Ramchal says. You're really supposed to open the door. And when you open the door between the ballroom and the passageway, you can taste the pleasure and feel part of the pleasure of the ballroom already in the passageway. Whereas we are supposed to feel that spirituality already in this world. There's another point that my chavruta, Michael Arlen, once pointed out something very interesting, that, you know, today with dyes, they trace the blood flow to the brain, and they know more or less what parts of the brain deal with what aspect. And they found something very interesting, that the part of the brain which deals with the instinct to survive is the same part of the brain that has rachmanut, has mercy. So what do psychologists do with that, atheist psychologists? They want to say that the whole reason why man created this idea of mercy and kindness is part of the instinct to survive.
Group survival.
Right? That group survival, right? You help me, I'll help you. And it's really all a selfish thing. We, and Rav Kook here, are saying the exact opposite. That the reason why God put the two in the same part of the brain, the reason why we have an instinct to survive, is to be godly. Because only in this world can we be godly, by being merciful. Because here there are hungry people. There are children who need help. There are poor people, right? Here, we need to be godly. And that's, in other words, the question is the rachmanut, is the mercy in order to survive? Or as Rav Kook is saying, the survival, the drive to survive, is in order to be godly. That we can taste that godliness and be godly in this world as a spiritual advantage. So what Rav Kook is saying is that instinct, that super strong instinct to survive, is a spiritual concept, that even though in the end it's going to turn out that the next world is better or more spiritual, as far as we're concerned, that's not what concerns us. And that's one of the reasons why the Torah does not almost at all almost doesn't talk about the world to come. As Rav Kook writes in one of his Zikrot, because what is supposed to preoccupy us in this world is that it be good for Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael have peace, that Am Yisrael have prosperity, or in the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that we mentioned many times, that my friend's Gashmiut is my Ruchniut. Right? To take care of Am Yisrael is a spiritual thing, and that's what's supposed to be preoccupying us. Not the world
to the nations, let's not forget. That's also part of the same.
I don't understand. Let's go on.
That's also caring for someone. Am Yisrael collectively cares for someone else.
Yeah. Okay. In tzayir she'en yitaron b'mot b'mavet le'umat ha'chayim mitzad tachlit ve'erech musari, right? If we would imagine and understand that there is no advantage to death over life in terms of spiritual benefit, ninsa she'tivne avat ha'chayim gamken, tibane avat ha'chayim gamken al tziruf yesod musari. V'davar na'e l'kashet et yofi ha'chayim b'yot ahava lehem mechuberet b'rituka musarit. Right? Or Rav Kook is saying something very ingenious, the idea that there has to be that we have to connect the spiritual, the drive for survival, with the spiritual benefits of this world. Omnam, mitzad ha'emet ha'mechkarit lo aita avat ha'chayim re'uya li'itkonen. On the other hand, and as we've seen many times, Rav Kook shows one side, then he goes to the other side. Umnam, that's always the turning point. Mitzad ha'emet ha'mechkarit, in terms of the true, the truth, logic, lo aita avat ha'chayim re'uya li'itkonen. We really shouldn't be so madly in love with this world. Az yesh ha'emet tzricha l'natzayach. And the truth really should win out, that the next world really is a better place, and the level of spirituality is that much greater. Ve'af al pi shemitzad haregesh ha'musari haya yitaron kishetutza avat ha'chayim gam ken mitzad ha'tzedek ha'musari mikol makom kivan shemitzad ha'emet ein ha'davar ken yesh shemitza ha'adam lomar shekol kach yikara hi ha'emet ad shekedai liyot musag ha'chayim munach betivo. That truth should be the machria. You know, sometimes in a case like this, you don't know, should I be psyching myself out of my nature to overcome my natural love for or instinct for living? Is that what Chazal are trying to tell us when they say, you know, the main thing is the next, is the world to come? No. There's both sides. Are true. אף על פי שלא יעלה לפי זה באהבתו הטבעית למדרגה מוסרית, מקום מקום לא יהיה מושג האמת נכון באדם, משיהיה בנוי על פי צירוף ערך מוסרי ללא אמת. אבל, כיוון שבמאמר המוחלט, שהוא בא מצד האמת המחקרית, אמר, as far as the objective truth, we have the saying, David Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ki lekelev chai hu tov mina arye hamet," that a living dog is better than a dead lion. Hare haemet mitzayeret et yitron ha'chayim. It is true, and it, even though it is sort of an optical illusion, that is what we're meant to think. And that is why when we talk about contradictions, and this is something that we've seen very often in Rav Kook, it's different from the dialect or the dichotomy of Rav Soloveitchik, who talks about one side as opposed to the other side, and there are contradictions, and we're torn in between the two. Rav Kook always goes for the synthesis, for the harmony in between the two opposite sides of the coin. And that's why, again, yes, our instinct for life is a hava amina, our first thought, but it's a very serious first thought. As a matter of fact, that's where we are. Ulinyan hadracha musarit, vaday yoter to'elet yesh, kesheyuvan yitaron b'chayim. In terms of benefit, Habibi, that's where you are. You are in this world. That's what should be preoccupying you. That's what you should want. That's what you should love. That's what you should develop, because that's where you are. Especially when we remember that this world does have spiritual aspects that you can't get in the world to come. Again, to be godly as opposed to being with God. Alken, gdulahi haplia. And that's why the Gemara is so surprised. And the question is worded so strongly that, what, Shlomo HaMelech, not only are you contradicting your father, but you're contradicting yourself? It's a very strong question. Because Rav Kook is saying, because both sides of the coin really are true. And it's hard to understand. Le'ezet sad yifne ha-ma'amar shal v'shaveach ani et ha-meitim shekvar meitu min ha-chaim asher heim ha-chaim adena. לא מצד ערך ההחלטי ולא מצד ערך הייחוסי של ההשפעה המוסרית.